tonight, program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now mid-December, and as is their custom every year at this time, Jack and Mary have gone to one of the local department stores to do their Christmas shopping. But before we take you there, let us look in at the office of a prominent psychiatrist.
Also, now, relax, please, back on the couch and tell me what is your hallucination. Why are you afraid to go back to work?
Doctor, it's no hallucination. It happens every year at this time, just before Christmas. Every year, just before Christmas.
Calmly, Mr. Blank, don't get excited. Lay back on the couch. Now, tell me, when did it first start?
During the Christmas shopping rush in 1946. As I told you, I'm a salesman at the department store, and this kindly-looking, blue-eyed old gentleman bought a gift. Then 6 times that day he came back, pestered me, and exchanged it for a different model.
Well, what was the gift he kept exchanging?
Shoelaces.
He bought someone shoelaces for a gift?
Yeah, for someone named Don.
Now, how could he possibly exchange shoelaces 6 times?
Well, first he bought laces with metal tips. Then he came back because he thought plastic tips looked more modern. Soon he was back again. He was afraid the plastic tips might crack, so he went back to metal tips. Then he got to thinking the metal tips might rust, so he came back to change it to plastic tips. 6 times he changed his mind. Plastic tips, metal tips, plastic tips, metal tips, plastic tips, metal tips.
Please, come out. You're supposed to be on the couch, not under it. Well, tell me, what did this man do the next year?
The next year I was lucky. I didn't see him.
Oh, he didn't come into the store?
I don't know. I was in a sanitarium.
Definite traumatic psychosis.
Then you got out. Did you go back to your job at the department store?
Yeah, but I was smart. I had him transfer me to the jewelry department.
What was smart about that?
Well, this old gentleman didn't look like the jewelry buying type.
Then you did not see him last year?
He found me.
And more trouble?
Yeah. Once again, he came in to buy something for Don. This time it was cufflinks.
Well, that is good. Who could find anything wrong with cufflinks?
He found it. It was the engraving. First, he had them engraved DW. So I wrapped them, all pretty and Christmassy. Then he goes off happy and I am silently saying a prayer of thanks.
Ah, that is good.
Not good. He discovers that DW has a middle initial. So first he buys the gift, then I engrave the gift, then I wrap the gift. Then he changes his mind about the engraving. So I unwrap the gift, I change the engraving, rewrap the gift. And then he changes his mind and wants cheaper coupling. So I have to go through wrapping, engraving, and rewrapping again and again.
Please, I'm trying to help you. Stop choking me.
I'm sorry, Doctor.
Mr. Blank, avoiding your work will cause a repression that should only magnify this in your subconscious.
So you think I should go back to my job?
But certainly, you will probably never run into this aggravating man again.
Well, I have taken precautions. This year, I asked to be put in the gardening tools department.
Gardening tools?
Yeah. All these people live in the city. They have no use for anything like that.
Good, good. You are facing your problem face to face with your face. But remember, should you ever meet this man anyplace, you, psychology, be nice, be calm, be pleasant to him, and you will have no trouble.
Oh, don't worry, Doctor. I won't see him. But if I do, I'll be calm and I'll be nice to him. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, and Merry Christmas, Mr. Blank.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Doctor. Now I gotta hurry back to the store.
Gosh, Mary, no matter how early you try to do your Christmas shopping, the store is always crowded.
Yeah.
Yet I can't start doing my shopping any earlier. I like to buy modern, up-to-the-minute gifts, you know.
As far as I'm concerned, your gifts are ahead of the times.
What do you mean?
You gave me jewelry that turned green years before they had chlorophyll.
Oh, stop. Now, let's see. And I still have to buy lots of gifts. I'm going to the jewelry department to see if I can find something for my sponsor.
Well, I've got to get something for my mother. I'll meet you out here later.
Okay, Mary. Now, let's see. Where's the jewelry department? I think it's on the next floor, the top one. I wonder where... Oh, there's the floor walker. I'll ask him. Oh, floor walker. Floor walker.
Yes.
Can you give me some information?
Ask me anything. I'm a talking horse.
Oh, stop. You don't even look like a horse.
Not now. There's a veterinarian in Denmark who does wonders.
Now, stop with that silly talk or I'll go to the manager and report you. Now, look, I'm looking for a jewelry department. Will you tell me where to go?
Ooh, yeah!
Never mind.
Yes, sir, may I help you, young man?
Yes, I'm looking for Christmas gifts for my mother and father.
Well, this is the sporting goods department. How about some golf balls?
No.
Tennis racket?
No.
Hey, I've got an idea. What about a punching bag?
Hey, that's great. Now, what would you suggest to my father?
Just a minute, young man. You want to get this punching bag for your mother?
Uh-huh.
That's rather unusual. Has she ever had one before?
No, she always used my father. You can send the punching bag and I'll enclose a card to both my parents.
Yes, sir. What's your address?
It's on Orange Avenue. The number is 3247 and a half.
A half? Oh, it's a duplex.
No, it was hit by lightning. Wrap it up. I'll take it with me.
Mary.
Oh, here I am, Jack. Did you get a present for your sponsor?
Yes, I sent him a nail file.
A nail file? You think that's a suitable Christmas gift for a sponsor?
Well, for just any sponsor, no. But mine needs sharp fingernails, you know, so he can tear and compare. I'm sure he'll like it. Now, let's see. I've already given you a bonus, and I bought Dennis's gift. Gee, I wish I knew what to buy for Don Wilson.
Ought to be easy to get something for Don. He just moved into a new home. Get something for his house.
No, I heard him mention that his entire home was furnished by an interior decorator.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait a minute, Jeff. Isn't Don's new home sort of a little ranch in the San Fernando Valley?
Yes.
Well, why don't you get him some gardening tools?
Yeah. Gardening tool. Why didn't I think of that? Say, Mary, I know what to get Don as a Christmas present, and he'll really appreciate it.
What?
A gopher trap.
A gopher trap?
Yeah, I heard him mention that his place is overrun with gophers. Come on, Mary, let's go.
You go yourself. I'm going to buy a gift for Barbara Stanwyck. I'll meet you at the perfume counter.
Okay, Mary. I'll see you later. Let's see. Where would I get a gopher trap? I wonder if that comes under hunting equipment. Now, where's that floor walker? Oh, there he is, way over there. Oh, floor walker! Floor walker!